Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Ngiyakubingelela mlaleli ngegama elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimusizo wakwaZuma. Lasikhuluma ngengqikithi yokholwa ohleleni lethu elithi Heart and Soul ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Now we thank God who has given us the opportunity once again ukuthi sizofundisa izwi likaNkuluNkulunkulu sikhulume about the shield of faith. We are talking about the armor of God, and last week we started talking about the shield of faith, and I think even this week I just want to talk about the aspect of faith. What is faith? And faith actually could be a subject for an entire year because it is a very powerful and very broad subject. Before we talk about the actual element of what is the shield of faith, I want us to actually redefine what faith is influence to sesenga abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu, as well as the importance of faith. Ukubaluleka kokukholwa, ukholwa kubaluleke kakhulu. Now bazalwane, faith and the word of God, they are almost but they are reciprocal, and they are both significant in importance. Kufanele ukuthi like ukukholwa nezwi likaNkuluNkulu kuyahambisana. Ukholwa yini na? Ukholwa yizwi likaNkuluNkulu. You believe in the word of God. You have faith in what? In the word of God. That's what you have faith in. So it's important for you ukuthi ube nokholwa usesengumntana kaNkuluNkulu, because that is the one thing that's going to make you to be able to stand in this generation. Usathane njengoba lo kabhiza jikijela imicibisholo. Last week besikhuluma ngemicibisholo ukuthi imicibisholo, the fiery darts that the enemy keeps throwing, they are full of fire. And Mike Shire sometimes yakulimaza umntana kaNkuluNkulu, Mike thole ukuthi ume phezu kokukholwa, because iyovela ihla ishaya isihlangu sakho sokukholwa ingakunyakazisi, bese wena uyandlula esimeni, isimo sindlule. Hallelujah. Uye phambili and you move to the next level empilweni yakho. Now the word of God covers every aspect or every part of man's life and existence. It is effective and influential over a man's thought life and inner being. His lentabisibiza ukuthi is subconscious. So the word of God is effective and influential over a man's thought life and inner being. That's why Joshua athi you need to meditate upon this book of the law day and night. Kubalulekile ukuthi uma umntana kaNkuluNkulu, you need to meditate upon the word of God. Ekuseni uma uvuka, you need to meditate upon the word of God. Uvula uPsalm 91 and then uzwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukuthembisile wathini. Iingozi zikhona ezeyimoto, ubugebengu bukhona, kukhona yonke into esingayicabanga. But lalela, wena usesengumntwana kaNkuluNkulu, you believe in what the Lord your God has promised you ezwini lakhe. You know, umbusiswa uDavide uthi uDavide others trust in chariots and in horses, but thina we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Ukukhuluma inkosi, and lenkosi lena you know, we knew that he had ama guards, we knew ukuthi bekanamabutho. He was a mighty man of war, and he had a lot of bodyguards. He had a lot of people that were surrounding him. They literally used to attack nations, and they used to defend themselves against nations. But uthi ithemba lami ngilibekanga kule butho lami, ithemba lami ngilibekanga kule protection ekhona kule palace engihlala kuyo. But mina, I remember the Lord my God. David used to trust in the Lord his God. Ama security doors nawo, ama alarm systems nawo, ama electric fences sinawo, depending what you have or you don't have. But bazalwane, let's not forget ukuthi kahle kahle we are trusting. Those are defense mechanisms, but our protection comes from the Lord our God. That is what we have faith in. Hallelujah. So the word of God, it covers every part of a man's life, because it is living and it is powerful. UNkulunkulu uyokusiza ngendlela emangalisayo. Last week sesakhuluma ukuthi kahle kahle, you know, abantwana baka Israel, because the word did not because they did not mix the word with faith, it did not benefit them. Hallelujah. It did not. I mean, God went through all the trouble of bringing the Israelites out of Egypt by 10 miracles, followed by the parting of the Red Sea, the provision of God, and I mean the provision of food and drink and protection in the wilderness. They knew the manifest presence of God and the glory of the Lord at Mount Sinai. But throughout all this, God had to coax and encourage them. Yet in the end, they refused to believe the word of the Lord. They fell short of attaining the promise of God through unbelief. So wena usese ngumntana kaNkuluNkulu, don't find yourself in that trap. Lichizwe kaNkuluNkulu bebembona, I mean babona the lightning and the thunder. So izinto thina esifunda ngazo bona bazibona ngamehlo, bazi experience. Lichizwe kaNkuluNkulu mabahamba ehlane, you know, God was a pillar of cloud during the day so that ukuthi he could protect them in the wilderness from the scorching heat of the sun, and at night he was the pillar of cloud, he was the pillar of fire to give them warmth, because in the wilderness it was very cold, but uNkulunkulu provided the air conditioner yezulu, but they still did not believe in the Lord our God. Ngithanda ukusho ke namhlanje ukuthi you must choose empilweni yakho usese ngumntana kaNkulunkulu to believe in the Lord your God. Secondly, faith put us in right standing with God. Romans 3 verse 22, ithi, even the righteousness of God, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. So righteousness is the act of pleasing God, and it is to be in right standing with God. Ngoba lichizwe kaNkuluNkulu ku Hebrews 11, 6, 4, without faith it is impossible to please God. Lalela, you must never, ever, ever find yourself on the wrong side of faith. Never, ever, ever find yourself in a position where you do not trust in the Lord. Never find yourself in a position where you doubt the Lord. So having faith in Jesus, you wear the breastplate of righteousness because you become in right standing with the Lord. Nanoma ngabe uSathane sekayishaye kangakanani impilo yakho, but mawumile uthi ngiyakholwa, khona lo mhlabelelo uthi simile nje siyakholwa kungenxa yakho Jesu. uNkulunkulu uyathokoza because lithi, but the righteous shall live by faith. Bese lithi yiloyo naloyo ohlehlela nyovana, umoya wami noma umphefumulo wami awuyi kuthokoza ngaye. Akathokoza uJehova masiqala simdoubta ezimeni. uNkulunkulu wants to produce a breed of people that believe in him and that are unshakable. Hallelujah. And then faith in salvation. Lichizwe kaNkuluNkulu, for by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourself. Salvation puts a protection helmet over your mouth, your head. Uyakhumbula ukuthi kulamaviki aphelile besikhuluma about the helmet of salvation. Ukuthi that helmet of salvation, it protects your mind. It protects your ears. It protects your eyes, how you see things. It protects your well-being, your mental well-being. You know, so you put on that helmet of salvation ngani na, through faith. And then let's talk about faith in, next week I'm going to talk about the actual instrument, which is the shield. Let's talk about faith in terms of you believing God in prayer. Ukuthi lisizwe kaNkuluNkulu ku Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Believe that you receive, present tense. So if ngicela uNkulunkulu something manje, I believe now that I receive now. Bese izulu kaNkulunkulu lithi, and you will, future tense, have them. Future tense, have them. You will have them. But you believe now that you receive. Bese uJames 1 verse 6 and 7 uthi, let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. For he who doubts, let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. The faithful prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much in its working. Faithful prayer is effective in receiving those things which are promised of the Lord, whatever it is that the Lord has promised us. Hallelujah. So ngifuna ukusho ukuthi, you know, ukholwa kwakho kubalulekile. Faith is one of those things esiphila ngayo. If faith ifana njenge oxygen emntwini kamoya, you need to have faith. Maybe I'll say now, maybe I'll say believe. Maybe right now you are in a situation where you are doubting God. You know, you are in a situation where you've given up on the Lord. You are in a situation where you just feel like this Christian thing is not working for you anymore. You are in a situation where you feel like God has disappointed you so much, you know. But let me tell you something, Guti. The God that we serve, he knows what is best for us. uNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi yini ekufanele wena. I just want to encourage you once again today for you to actually go back to the Lord and just give the Lord another try. Give the word of God another try. Impilweni yakho. Believe once again. Ngifuna ukuvusa ukukholwa kwakho. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, believe that you receive and you will have it. We'll start here next week and then bese siyayibuilda le case eyokuthi ifuneke wena ube nokukholwa. Ukukholwa kubalulekile. That's the one thing that we have as Christians, because faith is like oxygen to the spirit man. UNkulunkulu akubusise from Musizo wakwaZulu.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.